This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, do you want to turn your attention to your finances?
Always.
Of course you do. So, let's do this. We'll think about our money for a second, shall we? Let's go ahead and make this sensible this Wednesday morning. Well, investing tax-free is better than saving tax-free. I'll tell you why. Why bank tax-free when you can invest tax-free? Leading investment house Coronation manages the long-term savings of millions of South Africans, and if you have a pension fund, retirement annuity, or unit trust, they may even look after yours. There's a huge amount of financial expertise and knowledge contained within the walls of Coronation, and today they want to help you to be smart with your money by showing you how tax-free savings and investment are the way to go. It's a gift from government. And we've got Christo on the line. You remember Christo Lingenfelt, who we spoke to just the other day. Christo, it's a pleasure to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm very well, yes. Good.
Excellent. Tell me, we'll get straight into the important information, Christo. Why bank tax-free when you can invest tax-free? I mean, this seems like an obvious thing.
Yeah, so Gareth, maybe the first thing I'd say is for those still looking for Valentine's gifts for their partners, maybe they can consider a tax-free investment. It's not a bad gift.
It's not the most romantic, but it's probably long-term the best.
Yeah, let's see how it goes. Yeah. So really, the first thing I'd like to say is congrats to everyone who already has this tax-free investment. Yes. Yeah, it's great to take initiative to start saving early. But the other message I just want to get across is to those investors who, or those potential investors who haven't invested yet, don't think it's too late. It's never too late to start. Mm-hmm. And when you think about investing, especially in a tax-free investment, you effectively have two choices. You either save the money with the bank, and it seems to us like a lot of people have gone that route, or you think long-term, you appreciate that you have many years to save for, and you rather put your money to work. And what we mean by that is you give yourself a higher chance of getting growth on your investments, and that's what we talk about, rather invest your money than simply save it with the bank.
So last time you let us in on the ultimate tax hack, which is a gift from government, tax-free investing, and why it's a great idea for anyone who has 250 Rand or more to put away every month for their future. You remember you told us that your money can work harder for you, and you've just reiterated that, if you invest rather than just save it with a bank. But can you explain why that is? I mean, what are the interest rates at the moment? What do you get on saving in a bank, and what can you get out of investing?
Yeah, it's a great question. So if you invest with a bank today, or you save with the bank today, effectively, what they give you is an extremely predictable rate of interest. So at any stage, you can go to the bank and they'll effectively give you something very similar to a quote. And they can tell you, listen, today we can give you, let's say, 4-4.5%. Or if you're lucky, we can give you as much as 6 or 7%. The reality is that in most cases, while having the luxury of it being predictable, that simply isn't enough for most investors, because the key that investors need to think about is how do I beat inflation over time? Now, what has happened over time is we know that there are certain financial assets that give you a much better chance of beating inflation over time. Think about shares, think about property, think about bonds. So if you have 100 rands today, and you can buy 100 rands worth of goods today, just simply because of inflation in South Africa, well, you need more than that in a year's time. You'll need 105, 106 rands. Right. So your investment needs to grow at that rate or more in order for you to generate wealth for yourself. So Gareth, I mean, if I can give you some examples, we looked at historical data in South Africa, and it's astonishing that over the last 90 years, if you had 1 rand 90 years ago and you saved that 1 rand with the bank through, call it a money market account, mm-hmm. That 1 rand in 90 years' time can only buy you goods worth 1 rand and 15 cents. So you virtually just went sideways. You really didn't generate any additional wealth for yourself.
No good.
Over the same time period, if you invested that 1 rand into the market, into South African shares, you would be able to buy goods to the value of 540 rands. That's 540 times your purchasing power over 90 years. That's an incredible difference.
Well, it sounds like an obvious move. A lot of people, though, would be concerned about practical day-to-day stuff. So, for example, let's say that you put away this money. Does that mean that you cannot withdraw it? It's tied up.
That's absolutely not true. So because you invested in a tax-free investment product, you have unrestricted access to your money. So there is no commitment from your side to have to lock yourself in. You invest the money, and at any stage, you can access the money again. It literally, you know, there's just an administrative process around it. It takes a day or two for you to have your money back. But again, I just have to reiterate that while you have access to it, you need to think long and hard whether you really want to access the money, because remember, you use up your lifetime allowance. You only have that one 500,000 rand lifetime allowance. And if you take your money out, you can never top that money back up.
Sure. All right. Are there costs, hidden costs about around this? I mean, are there things that, we need to disclose up front about whether it's expensive to do this kind of investment?
No, there aren't. So it does not cost you anything over and above what you typically pay for an investment. So whether you choose to invest tax-free or not, at least you have the luxury of not having to worry about any additional costs. There are no other additional costs involved.
All right. Very good. And quickly, if you're already saving, is it a hassle or is it costly to switch from being a saver to an investor?
No. So again, because of... let's say everyone trying to encourage people to save more in a tax-free environment, they've made it extremely easy to switch. So if you have a tax-free savings account with a bank, it's very easy to port that over to an investment manager like Coronation. The best port of call, in my view, is to either just give us a call, you know, or any other investment manager you want to invest with, or if you do have a financial advisor, chat to them, ask them to assist you with it.
Very good. What are we going to cover next time, Krista?
Well, Gareth, next time's our last chat, and effectively what we just want to drill down into is for those first-time investors, people who perhaps think it's daunting to start, they don't know where to go, effectively we just want to chat about the two key decisions you have to make. So firstly, who do I choose in terms of trusting with my money? Which investment manager do I pick? And once I've decided on that, which of their funds do I think is most suitable for my needs?
Very, very good. Thank you, Krista. I think the key lessons that we could take away from our chat here are the difference between saving and investing. And while saving is a good thing to do, you can make much more money and make it work much harder for you over the long term if you invest it rather than you just leave it in the bank. And of course, axing your tax. How do you like that, Gord? That's a nice saying. Ax your tax.
Ax your tax, man.
Right. Using that gift from government, you can build up your nest egg over time and not be taxed on it when you withdraw your money. Go to cliffcentral.com for more info. See you next week on this interesting discussion. And you can join Krista again for the ultimate episode in this special series brought to you by Coronation.
This is cliffcentral.com.